approved. At some time, President Trump's son, Borrell, and the people of Washington, the very gathering amongst the great assembly of the disciples. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasaya, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five signs and the natural remedies. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shaya Kutra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasaya, how should a son of lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasaya, answered the Venerable Sharibadi Putra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skies should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Emptiness, all phenomena are emptiness. They have no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or tender, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, so no quality of mind, no quality of consciousness. There is no exertion, no exhaustion, there is so on, but no old age and death, and no exhaustion, no old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain the bottom. All others who dwell in three minds have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, have become true and complete members of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering should become as true and produce not deception. The mantra that perfection of resistance proclaims. Hey, Aza, Om Gaze, Gaze, Kara Gaze, Kara San Gaze, Bodhi Saloha. Sucharibhuja. This is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of resistance. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to Bodhisattva Mahasattva, well done, well done, O son of lineage, it is so. O son of lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also be just. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharibhakiputra, the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as world beings, gods, humans, asuras, and avatars, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 上主光禄多年久住之，道与智之智之所能及，若罗智之上智诸佛主。
阿弥陀佛，听得见了，我说让让眼睛说说说说去，你这些人长大眼睛可得了，你看得起英文念的是写不的，那你记，抄不起英文念的都把学下起英文念的就大大是了。
So first of all, right now at the present, you know, if we check our mind, then what kind of state our mind is, in peaceful state or in kind of in disturbed state. If we try to check our mind. If our mind is not in ease, not in peace, it is kind of, intense, then try to, take a deep breath in and out and let it, cool down in a calm state.
等六月之前我来呢，说说说说也没呢，说说说也不大呢。你看这里搞的制度，我啥叫搞了下？你看搞的一切等的来下生意逻辑，阿来说说说也真把用不掉的。
So if our mind is in the nature of peace, then call ourselves that call our name, and ask where you are right now, and why you came here, and what you gonna do now? Ask some questions to yourself, calling your name.
等这一大姐姐呢，你说一句，毕竟天气不一般，我这马都难，我说取消那把三套东西进说，那我那昨天的我说接完了材料，团结的新的那年干预，你对谁讲说这里年都有点意思了。
So when we examine, by doing this, then if we find out that, we are really fortunate and, to get this kind of opportunity to listen to this, precious Dharma, then it's good. Otherwise, we need to think ourselves that, how fortunate we are, and this kind of, opportunity is very rare, so that we uplift our mind and feel a sense of, joy and pride.
等这些节庆不的早庆不的就算我从年把的你今啊比较那么给他庆不的开把等这节庆买来的是你俺老说刚得人节把些确定你俺老说你等的电话主要给老妈弄啊点别你确实没几等节话人生的你现在的改约不当我那中间今年抓的几百个的待遇不就是
So it is not because that Rinpoche is so kind of precious and highly realized.Not because of that, because we all get the opportunity to listen and to teach this kind of really great teaching the stages of the path to enlightenment is very, unmistaken, really, systematically composed and easy to, practice. you know, if one want to achieve a everlasting peace and happiness.
Nyanchanen tendu ye ji tisu za chambo de ne ne kyono ji dong go ne han cheba shu chambo ya yin zan ne ma zo ge shang chu ge sen ro bo ji sen bi do ne ne chu se ji de she ge su de to yin so ne mise ji de ren dan da ge ma go na yo mo ne do ne dan da chambo shu ji tan de yo res.
So, you know, so not only that is enough, but, you know, upon that, we need to have a, you know, good sense of motivation, and with that, you know, kind of motivation, you know, for 1.5 hour, we gather here, and you know, if you don't understand, you know, everything, but you know, it is really, even though we don't understand everything, but it is really worthwhile, and we spend 1.5 hour time, you know, meaningfully, and it will leave some impacts in our minds too.
In zan den de ge ta ye bi sun ji tang ji ge ta de ni zu bi san ji ji ko bo ma ta ba de ji ni ta ji ni min du de ta ba le ni ye de ge ta su ji ni yo go go du de de ye che de ni ye de ri ngun ne do ne de ji sem ba ga to de zhuwa da den bi go ne ta na sen shu ye bi to ne ta ni tan da ran ji je ge ni da sang sen shu shu chen bo yin bi ten da la ni xiang ju ge sen yi sen mi
So therefore, you know, we generate the bodhicitta, and after we generate the bodhicitta, you know, we need to take the responsibilities of the well-being of all the sentient beings. So, you know, to take care of the well-being of all the sentient beings, first we ourselves need to attain, you know, full enlightenment. So, you know, so in order to do, in order to obtain full enlightenment, first we need to know how to get there, and, you know, all the paths and, you know, everything. So, so we need to know, and once we know it, then we put into practice, and then, you know, eventually we will attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So for that, you know, reflect on this thing. First we will meditate to generate the bodhicitta for a few minutes. So with this, you know, great motivation, what we gonna do is we gonna listen and teach the you know, Lamrim stages with that enlightenment, you know, which all the Buddhas practice this path and attain Buddhahood.
Tendukyo Shangchung Lanje Rinpa de Thoma Ani Dade Tenpa Se Chetu Paada Ani Katushe Na Bina Jojo Paada Ade Se Jaga Song Ani Tha Ani Beyo Ani Khonsu Jojo Tsongha Jimbe Song Paare Ayasan.
So this kind of teaching, first, you know, teach by Buddha Shakyamuni himself, then directly, if you say directly, then, you know, great master Atisha composed the, you know, main root text. And then in Tibet, you know, great master Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, wrote the commentary on the basis on the Adisha's root text.
Dele tanya dele jubu songe langje rinpa se na re, kansa ki ambo mandawa jene rinpa song song shen yin de jubu songe langje rinpa se ne shuchi de riba song re se na lada.
So the title of this teaching is called, you know, it says the stages of the path, you know, the beginner stage, intermediate stage, and the advanced stage. Mm-hmm. So, and all these are common paths to attain, you know, Buddhahood.
Then the Chibusun and Hanji Ramasi, the Kasa Tati was so so soon in Yanin Bedin Dot, the Tachi and Raji Mare, and Chiba Chibichi, Chibusun, Sonda Lanji Rimba, Timo and Yasa Malaban Rosa Mengichirela, Kososos of Usha Chijin Marilla, the Kasa Chi Lan Yanin Rimbaris.
So it is all, you know, all, you know, are that these different three stages are not practiced by three different individuals, but you know, this all three stages common path to one individual to attain Buddhahood. So this kind of, you know, stages of the path, you know, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa in four root chapters, as we all know.
Sachi shi yobe no ye ni, lari yi lang yonsu zobe sachi de karire lawa ye na.
So in this four root chapter, you know, what is the actual, you know, body of the text in which chapter it reveals is.
Sachi jipa tere tele mi ene dambak no jo lama cheta te yin ba sene lagre sene ene ngaso kanga tyo chyo ro asana.
Is the fourth chapter the actual chapter which lead the, you know, disciples into the path.
Tendu ki sachi jipa tele yang kase go ne ni she we sene tsai sachi ni ma da me wa as la ji tsaw she ni tin bi se da ani ten ne lo ka de jang go se ten ni ma da me wa as.
And in this chapter, you know, there are two parts. First, you know, reliance on the guru, and by relying on the guru, how the disciple lead into the path.
Sajini
So the main, teaching of Lamrim is, to cultivate the path by meditating on it.
Did you know what you've been here? Good, you know, been an ambition, you know, the current language is a loss on you know, in Jimmy Gordon and Langary da, say it when you're done, you so don't go to the color is a son of a rich among the lawyers. Just a lot to me, Joseph, and when it shouts at the chair is a lot.
So if somebody asks, how to practice Buddhism, then we should answer, by meditating. So, who says that, to practice Buddhism, you need to meditate? So, we can answer that is set in the Lamrim. So if you could answer like that, then you got the cream of the teaching there.
The country jene ha kogor se so nang so sha se wa dang pen men re pi wa dang ha sa ban de se kang ga ni jo wa se na lo sun du wa se ni ngo ji se de gang jo khone chi go le ja wa di de ge dang kogor la da.
So why a meditation is the main practice, because all those making offerings, prostrations, and mandala offerings, and confessions, and purifications, and all those practice are the preparatory practice of the meditation. So, main meditation to attain the realization is to rely on meditation. Through that, we can climb into, one path to the next.
Ona tindu ye ni ganjo bi tisa tele san ka sa juro mo chigi ma so de antela misi ye lang re ye chingi la ma so ye tel misi ki goji chembo da nyone ne shu ni de sa tin so tin so ni se de ji pa chero yi zo zo ji de lang ga ni me de ye ma re da se ji ga sa de se so ni ji la de goji chembo shu ye so do tin so ni se se ne go ye di ji ji da ni ja chu ji no lo la di se mo cha de tin so ni se de go ro wa se ne so mo de.
So in meditation, practice, there are only, two different times. One is meditation time, and one is, post-meditation time. So, so in 24 hours, in our day to, every day, there's only two times. Either we are meditating or either we are taking break from the meditation. These are only two paths. So, this reveals really important meanings. So by meditating, spontaneous realization, to achieve the spontaneous realization, we need to, there are four different, things that we need to stop.
Then you got go you know you tombo tell on be go down bus. Then a sense she should do a young one, she your own boy and dumb at the toilet. Any conje cargo can do us another.
So these are first we need to restrain our sensories.
Te jena khasi nga chogi te ambi go dang ba se te khasi ro chal la da ambi go dang da se te nga chogi zupi ne da de la ambo tu ye res ambo tu ye no lo le ye ni shipa ma da tu yu di ji jian xian ne nang lo la ni cha dang ye pe se ne ni shipa rang xin de mne wa dang kan ji ta men ju mo cha te ji zo bi jian xian ne ambi go dang ba de ge chen bo jin de song du wa sa.
So restraining the sensory faculties, you know, or the guarding the sensory faculties, there are, we got six sense, got six consciousness. So, you know, when we contact this sensory and the consciousness and the object met together, then, you know, all the, you know, emotions, negative emotions, positive emotions, all these things arises.
Tujin ngon soki jine nyane meje taje meje di ko tena nambi chulo so di pusu tondo ko shu chi te zanji de gopa aya sangin de jingo so kanga thong do ala da ta chora su yishu de nge thong do la da ta nge nge thong do jinga chenbo yim ke jamar ga jinge chuel de si ji lojo che saro wa tindu pusu do de kanje yina sangin de jindo wa ji te kari pāntā tēngu ārā sā sōnā jīnu nyāne mā jīgā chē, nā yī kōrā ngōl dēdī bī tā rē dvā sā.
So usually, you know, we don't care about our, you know, about these things. So when we really, you know, examine, and if somebody told you to restrain those things, then, you know, we might think, you know, it is so extreme. Buddhism would be so extreme, you know. And, you know, it is, there's no any, how to say, tense. So, might be thing like that. But, you know, suppose for Rinpoche, you know, he got a little bit of, studies on these subjects and also practicing. So, you know, he feel, you know, these things are not like, you know, extremes or tense or not like that, but, you know, they are really, really important to progress our practice.
mi yi xipa yin dhamma dha thongpa la tene ini nang sen la kange zowe jen shene mi yi taya de nyung jagru sengi chosun me se de nang jino kwa nyung se la da.
So, you know, so for like us, you know, we see different, you know, objects, our eye faculty and eye consciousness contact and met with different kind of objects. And through this, you know, it lead to, you know, a lot of mental disturbances. So do we feel like that before?
wana kante chile ngon de gohar sene de kasing lo jing sa san su da damba kanyin da damba kanyin ba nye sa da nyemo chile yi su ne gyawa wan loma ten lan jo pa wo sengi che ane de madri loma ten lan jo pa ne ge yi mi pa lan zin bin di mi ji shue lan la su bi gao su wo sa wana jino mi kare me ta ne de gohar sa tenu ma re es ane nyemo che yi cha chen de men do wa sen de yana ni gyawa ma yin yin pa ma chi yin wal de gore se yana gi yin sen yin wal de gore se ten yin wal de to chi yi tanda la ka je ombi go dang gan kare yin to chi de tong gore song do tanda do do sun.
So then how we supposed to do is you know, we read through the text 102 in the middle it says restraining means protecting the mind from being afflicted and then setting it on something that is ethically neutral or virtuous.
Ambi shepa de shulu lan jubi jensha na nalo la ini nyomo piwa maimba. Ini sen gyawai ngon de tu na rao, te majo na ini sen loma tenji ngon la de gugure esun doa.
So then we read through the text. Here the time for setting the mind on something that is unobscure and ethically neutral is not when the mind is apprehending a virtuous object of meditation, but at other times, such as during physical activities. So, acting with vigilance. So, acting with vigilance is that, you know, not just, you know, doing in haste, but, you know, be prepared and organize and make a plan, and then, you know, with this, then, you know, go about. So, the main meaning here is that, you know, to cultivate what is to be cultivated and what to be abandoned, you know, not mistakenly.
Practice.
So we read through the text, acting with vigilance, the foundation upon which you act. This section has two parts, the five actions of movements and the five actions of activities in a temple. The five actions of movements are actions of the body going out to other places like towns and temples and returning from them.
Tiki tenda kari shego sasa na pena luji gola sungo ya de tago ya de kadiri ya sana ini luji dana ini pando ya de tsuyo ya de chonda chonchen sona pando tsuyo ya nego sala ini luji kari shego to tago ya jiji ya lada.
So what it says is, you know, we need to guard our body when we going out to the town and returning back from the town.
Lele dangi na lari chamo nu chi saya de thon de roya de de dang dang je ti mul kesi she kang ka hoje je she song dua.
So if you really you know, go precisely, then in Lamrim, you know, it is like a precise instruction, you know, how to go, how to come, and how to sit, and how to walk, and how to eat, and how to sleep, and all those things really, you know, advise or instruct precisely.
Migilene said that. Migilene, Lohmud, Madawa, you Nansu, Toye, and Joseph Deba Tans, Lohmud, Tony Toye, number Deba was Migilene.
So the second action of the eyes, both slightly looking at various objects because you have seen them unintentionally, and fully viewing those objects you have intentionally looked at.
Did you know what so the moncho de me in it, Tago, son of Pimbaton, the Tanya, the Shadajima, Moncho, the Hodukaton, the Tatan Yogun to say the Yogre Sedoa, Miji, Tatan Jella, and Logging at the Tago son and Dopa Yubitonichi, Twenchi Tang, and Logging Pimbango to Madonna, and you number 20 in Yogre Sondoa.
So, So usually, you know, when we looked at something, you know, we just, you know, without, you know, motivated, we just looked at mostly. But, you know, when we looked at here, it says some we looked at intentionally and some, you know, unintentionally. So this is very true is and real, you know, it happens. You
know, all the time to us.
So, third, action of the limbs. Finger and toes stretching out and contracting the limbs, fingers and the toes. So these, you know, are all the bases, you know, that we need to guard or we need to conscious.
Digi Tajing Pelon Tama da say the Migi Mata Combo Majon G Patumandos at the Mikasha Maria Dalad and the Koalian Ale Gaja Yosai Jitri tell the Tajichan any Chayu Biton the Lagati Jaguris and Tasi Jit ten words a lot.
So these are the bases, you know, from these bases, generate the negative emotions. And, you know, feelings and like that. So, you know, it doesn't mean that you cannot stretch out or you cannot contract the limbs, not like that. But, you know, these are the basis, so we need to really, you know, act with vigilance. So fourth is actions of the religious robes and ambles. Handling and making use of the three kinds of religious robe and the ambles. And so these are bases that individual is a monk.
Sunyo jilene sa satung la so ba satung la so so sa ani moto ki kala sa wa ta ani cha da chu da kan thong bi ne ko sa la kan je ta sa ji ji.
And the fifth is actions related to arms, eatings, drinkings and so on. So these are the, you know, basis or the foundation from these all the, you know, things arises. So, you know, and the next four actions of activities in the temples and so on are, you know, contingent on these things.
Tengo tsuki de nenga si jin thong mu do as de kar jin de nenga thong yo ma re sel la de ngo tsuki jin la ne jin tu go ma ro phi ji ni ni ngo tsuki ji la nyu mo tu su cha sa ki cha cha kar jin zan de che gu du ni kar to na ngo tsuki do sa che gu du se de jin ji to me je de ko chi phen to me bi so ni thong wa re la.
So for us, when we look at this, these things, you know, it doesn't, you know, seems like, you know, these are not that important or not a big deal. You know, because, you know, we really don't, you know, don't, you know, try to practice. So, you know, it things like kind of, you know, a small thing, not very important.
ตายอยู่ลูกตรงนี้ดาเลยมันลูกจะมาซูลาคอนะชิบิตันจิอะลังกาเดงาชะบะนี่เยอะแต่อะเลติมาละนะดูซูลาคอนะชิบิเลกงายลือจิเลเนซนะเนชาสะนะชาบังชื่อทิมบิคอนดรอชื่อจิชิระลันดูชูปะซงอะดังชาสะชื่อทิมบะคินละลามะตังเตนดะวะนังจินดินเดบะตังทุละซูบิเตนดิจิมะตรงจันนิดุบะโวสติบะลอระจิ
So then we read through the text, the five actions of activity in a temple are, first, the actions of the body, walking in a designated area, going to one who is accord with the teaching, entering a passageway for the sake of receiving the teachings, standing in the presence of whose, those whom you are going to see and who are in accord with the teaching, the abbot, master, guru, and the like. Or sitting in the full lotus posture upon a seat and so on.
Jidane nga so ye lu ji le de le pen ro cha nyin du ji xian le ji se yang na long de ri yang na de de yang na zhou de yang na nyin du de ro cha nyin du ji xian le ji se ge ro cha nyin du ji xian le ji ne ge sa la yin chen ba de xie yin qu nyang do le dong ne da jie xie shu song wo ka ka tu xie song de ne de yi tang da lu ji le nga.
So these are the, you know, five activities of the body. So usually, you know, our body activity, either, you know, we are walking or sleeping or standing, or sitting. So these are the four activities of the body. So, you know, what we should do is when we do these four activities of the body, whether sleeping, walking, sitting, or standing, you know, we need to observe, or, you know, we need to cultivate mindfulness and introspection, you know, at these four kind of activities of the body.
Then again, so much you get to Nyandu Soli Jagola, the Shulu Kasson, Tata Tata Kui Jen Tony, then the Temple, the Shijin, you put the Linga, you Shepa Kandroson, Tata Tata Lanyondo Tony. Any Magessa Jugos and a car, any Gayus such a Jugos and a Ja, any Nomadian Wall and you to a Chaiton person.
So this, you know, the mindfulness and introspection, to apply these two things, are like a very strict master. So, you know, whenever, you know, we are in activities, these two need to be really guard that are strict, you know, teacher, how, you know, bring his or her pupils in a discipline way. So like that, you know, these two things, you know, always keeping eye on those activities, and if they are about to go in a negative, you know, things, then immediately, you know, divert, at least, you know, if positive way, good, otherwise, at least in a neutral state.
nga ge le ne lo lo ma ne bi su ro ji ni ji lo ne ji yin se kin chu ba she ba dan ne ba na kha de da yin la de ba dan zun ri ji bi de yin dan ne ji de dang ji ba she bi ma wo wo se
read to the text. Second, action of speech. Receiving the oral transmission of the 12 branches of the scriptures on which you have not previously received oral transmissions. Understanding all of this, reciting that which you have received, teaching from two other and conversing with other in order to encourage their joyous perseverance.
So
these are, we need to cultivate these things when we are meditating on Kamabhaidi or single pointed on the object.
Mm-hmm.
So chapter wise, you know, we need to know at what time, you know, what we need to cultivate. So seems like all this next five is to
cultivate. Mm-hmm.
So Rinpoche thinks if we really, you know, read slowly and reflect on it, then, you know, maybe, you know, we can, fix the, you know, like puzzle life, you know, or maybe it may be confuse you and not able to, you know, fix all combined together. So in the, you know, middle Lamrim, you know, it mentioned that when we engaging in the, you know, body and speech activities, you know, first we need to know, you know, what is right and what is wrong before we engaging in the activities. So this actions of the body, actions of the speech, is, you know, that if we want to practice, you know, genuinely, then, you know, body action, speech action should be practiced as mentioned here.
Then dosa da desa da ini desa kanga ini chu da timbi ini kanji chu ji timbi ye dro da ni dro shos ni chu ji she da ini rang da dro shos. Any children to be lama, any dambala, so by any dedagi tender, any Mazoy Garza, Lami to the Chavez and Johnny, tenu dujo salasona. Children, the Tahara Tenda Tahara Redo, Tanga Tenetis on the Mesekon Chesamaros.
So the meaning is that, you know, when we walk or when we sit, when we talk, you know, all this need to be complemented with our practice. So, you know, for like us, you know, if we, you know, we do try to do like this, then, you know, seems like our life will be miserable.
Then, kadam belama sahi nyane chena thare pena lobu chule de ro chubu tong le de tong pu shule de shubu tobo kambo le de ro lo yi pu de sa de ni bet se kan de mesa ki pena tapu ta kong kam kan je chele de thu ma ro la dale je dong ngne tone yi kadam yi ji phano chu sing de nyaw se le ngi na de go go re sa la.
So these are the practice of the, you know, a Kadamba practitioner. So, you know, their deep mind is focused on the practice, and the practice focused on a dry cave, and dry cave, you know, focused on a, you know, a beggar-like living, and that beggar, you know, dies, you know, with a, you know, dry body and mixed with the nature. So the genuine practitioner, Kadamba practitioner, should be like this. But, you know, for us, it would be really miserable.
Dindu ki chun nyang si lenge chi yin so na pe na sen di ki long shui de tang togo tang su ki tang tala beti lo to tongi chi goro wa la ta.
So this Kadamba practitioner, genuine practitioner, they really sacrifice the, you know, this lifetime's, you know, everything, you know, living, shelter, clothing, fame, and status, and all those things. They really don't care, or they sacrifice all this for the Dhamma.
Nga tsong yi tanda timri yi chi yi yi sen hiu da sen to yin tongo ma re dang nga ne ku lao jia tani jiao di yi kami yata chi jubu tambi yi xiong long de timba chi la da shi wong sin dela kong tu tun ju shu se song duwa ta timri chi dang nga tsong nga ma ta ya che gu yi sarwa.
So right now we, you know, the ordinary beginner practitioner, we don't have a willpower like those, you know, Kadamba practitioners, but at least we see those Kadamba master as our role model, and try our best to practice like them as much as we could. That much we can able to do. So, you know, the true practitioners, you know, speech action should be mentioned here, you know, receive oral transmission of the 12 branches of scriptures, and, you know, and understanding those things, reciting the teachings, and conversing with others, you know, that will encourage, you know, their and your, you know, practice and joyous perseverance.
Yi ji le ni, na ji tingwa la, ma re, na ji tingwa pa la nyewa tangs,
yinba song de jeta tupi ten senba tangs, sen gu yi ting yin zin de sheba tangs, la tong la zunbi mumawa tangs. Ca yu di se ngibi se se du ma yinba, ma yinba tangs, ni ji nyongba nduba na sangwa sheba wos, deba de jiri linze.
So third, we read through the text, action of the mind. Sleeping in the middle period of the night, retiring to a quiet place and then not speaking while you think over the meaning of what you have heard. Practice concentrations by means of the nine mental states and strive for insights and then feeling fatigue during hot weather, during something to dispel your desire to fall asleep at an improper time and.
Then you know you tell me, says one. Once you get up, Palanian said the cutter, on be shepherd, you lack a majority. Easy shepherd, you could have a Palanian say good lot, the chitan, shepherd, you lack a majority. Nima to maybe never sell a Palanian saying it. Pacha won't be so much a sugar, shepherd, about not to majority negative.
So sleeping in the middle period of the night, you know, middle period means mainly, you know, our, you know, gross consciousness of the mental, you know, state is, you know, undermined and the subtle a consciousness appears, not in a real deep sleep, but, you know, kind of a sleep-like states. Retiring to a quiet place and then not speaking while you think over the meaning of what you have practiced concentration by means of the nine mental state is to meditate, the calm abiding or, you know, to achieve the single pointedness of the mind, you know, the most obstacle to attain this state of mind is, you know, noise is the worst, you know, obstacles. So, you know, seek a quiet place that is necessary.
And
in that quiet place, you know, you practice the concentrations and, you know, try to attain, you know, different stages of the calm abidings. And, you know, after the nine mental state, then you have achieved the single-pointed concentration and, you know,
Hazonjala. pita zhönyo mato yang shulu le chi shueba de chi karisa wata shueba tsubo tanda ki namba mando wa chi go war kanji kao mipa tenyi la yo mebi tono lulun do tunge chi
and strive for insight you know without speaking you know after you have attained the you know single pointed mental state then you know strive for insight without speaking you know just focus on the you know object that is insight and you know at that time you know the mind should be still you know like a burning lamp without any wind just you know or like a water you know in a still state not kind of moving like that
sai tyu si nge bi se tyu ma yin ba da ni nyo ban de ban ne sa wa shi ba ni pena tendri gi ganjo bi ne go sala pena nga so ne ma so no pena sa wa shi wi che bi go so zuba kang ye shi wi bi go so ni ganjo bi tyu ma re es ni ji yang ni de de le de ni zuba nyang do cha bi go so la yo de la yang ganjo bi tyu ma re zuba so mo cha go je go go re so do
and well in engaging in this you know those meditations you know when we feel fatigued during the hot weather then we need to stop you know at that this kind of time is not good to meditate and as well as you know we desire to fall sleep at an improper time at that time also is not a good time to you know meditate so we stop meditation at this kind of time and try to you know get some rest or try to refresh your mind
nimo to chimi le ni ne sa ji ji shyo la ngai no shyo la thama de da le de da jing ni dang ga dang ji xie me ha dang ju gi du ni ne sa nimo nimo dang sa na ji cha de me ni ni ma de me la me ne wa ten ten la sa ji ling ha ji le cha ten do sa ye wa xie sun be zhang chimi le da yi ji le kona ten do sa le de ba de lu
So fourth and fifth, action of the day and action of nights. Both of these refer to not sleeping in the daytime or in the first and the last period of the night. These also refer to physical and verbal actions. Furthermore, the above statements, sleeping in the middle period of the night, refer only to action of night and actions of the mind.
Pete ko medewa ke mendo apena ganjangi jin so na ni nimi ko la ni kaje ni nimo de la ni ganja gore es ina ka se ge nimi ji de la ganja bi de se mi ji hin ba ni korono ne jima ji jin chen go so ma ro ya na ni ganja bi de se de ni nimi ji ni chemi ko ye ni chen de da ni chemi ni de de chen ji de la ma re es ni so do
And like mentioned here, both of these refer not to sleep in the daytime, is to meditate, and in the first and the last period of the night, also it is time for meditation, not to sleep.
Teji kare tengur sasona, teji yangji, dena lunga ge tone ni ge yuchol ju ba senare ni me ge yuchol ka ba de ni ta de ti ten ba re son do
so this also reveals the you know mental physical and verbal actions that also you know not let under the influence of negativities.
Chidan de ngaso de kod de bor open nimi kon la chu du gur se la yedi nimi kon la linga yime ge ye len ju pat ka go pat ta ta ko ro la.
So need not to, you know, say that, you know, when we try to practice at that time, you know, it is obvious that, you know, should not influence our physical and verbal by negativities. So sleeping means, you know, is the activities of night. You know, people don't sleep in the days. So, you know, when we sleep, you know, there is no any verbal or physical activities. Mainly the you know, mental activity will happen. So this indicates, you know, that when one wants to genuinely practice, then, you know, it indicates that, you know, the all our physical, mental, verbal activities should be accord to this mention here. You know, we should not, you know, excuse or, you know, say like, I have to go to work and, you know, so and so forth. Not like that. If you really want to genuinely practice, then, you know, no matter what, you gotta, you know, be accord with mention here.
Tenuji kwal yang gurma dong hanyi migone ini chejena ini ngal khala se te gure ini nge kare chang gure ngai pugu se ta gure tenu kechi se sona de ta ta degu maro ala da.
So, you know, if one say that, you know, if I should do whatever mentioned here, then what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to how I'm going to feed my kids, and, you know, how I'm going to support my spouse, you know, a spouse, then, you know, it won't fit, you know, in this.
Once you choose to attend the Luchin Tantum, let the church attend the issue that Sonia Lagaya, which is on Cassity Tandala, Chulon Casa, Chuit and the Pigit Luton to Miaolada. Tinuchi, his tele, Pigitella, Chi, Tachi, Cocodon, Toton Correa Marosa.
So, like us, you know, we never, you know, able to sacrifice anything for our practice. So tomorrow there is something, you know, fun going on, or some, you know, interesting thing going on. You know, you cannot sacrifice that thing for the sake of Dharma. So, you know, so we are in that kind of, you know, attitude. So we don't have the right to, you know, argue or complain with, you know, this kind of genuine practitioner's statements.
Mani Tungu Chimas Mandanala Sanjay the Shangju Samasan Mosokane, Sosa Shuichevanji, Pobaneche, Udo Alada.
So, people like us, you know, when we recite one rosary of, you know, Omani Peme Hum, then, you know, pretend like you did some, you know, great things for the Buddha and kind of showing that to Buddha and feel kind of really arrogant or proud or like that. So we stop here, and you know, Rinpoche owes something for Anthony last time's question. So, So when we, you know, our you know, eye faculties and eye consciousness, you know, met with a form objects, then you know how, you know, how, you know, grasping at self, you know, occurs. So for, you know, ordinary people like us, you know, the person who see the, you know, form object and the, you know, form object itself, you know, there is a big, you know, gap or disparity between the, you know, between the object and the perceivers.
So we don't think
that there is a contingent on the, you know, the perceiver and the object itself. There's a big disparity between these two things. So because of that, you know, we over exaggerate the, you know, of the object and the self. So, you know, how the form object really exists, you know, that we, for us, you know, we can say that we curate, you know, by our perception, we curate that, you know, form object. So, you know, if we say that, you know, the perceiver's, you know, mind create that flower in the garden, you know, he created that. So if we say like that, you know, then, you know, you guys might say it's crazy. So then immediately we will say, you didn't create, you know, that flower in the garden. It exists, you know, before you perceive that.
So,
So it's true that, you know, flower, you know, exist there, you know, maybe yesterday or, you know, before he sees the flower, but, you know, how the flower exists, you know, and how he perceives that flower, you know, he perceives is, you know, created by his mind.
Mm-hmm. Maybe next year, you see, method can teach you this. So, na, zonya tanchi ma doya marila dahle tumbo.
So, how that flower exists, you know, in reality, you know, it is just a form of a flower there.
Mm-hmm. Tendu ki zonya te ni zu chima chijen iba de zine ni.
So then the perceiver perceived that flower, you know, as so beautiful, you know, more than, you know, it really is, you know, it really exists, and then, you know, it really kind of exaggerate, you know, more than it is in reality. And then, you know, because of that, you know, attachment to that flower arises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how is that so is, you know, the flower form is exists there, but that flower's beautifulness and so on, lot of, you know, characteristics, you know, all these things you really try to find out, you know, where it is, the beautifulness and all those different characteristics, you know, you over exaggerate, you know, if you try to find out, then it is unfindable. So in a sense, you know, that in reality, that flower itself and the perceiver itself, you know, are not truly exist by their own side, but it is mere, you know, leveled, or it exists mere namely, you know. In other words, if you say that, you know, in the reflection inside the mirror, you know, you see some kind of form there, and, you know, you don't know it is the reflection, then, you know, you got some kind of, you know, whatever, you know, things arises in your mind. So when you know it is a mere reflection of something, then all your, you know, excitements or, you know, emotions all dissolve or undermine by knowing that it's a reflection. So it's like that.
Bena meto la gabo chenge, bena danye rin la, bena chadang chenge ye. Chadang chenge ye nga kuro meba chi xie so na, yini pige tela, yini kare chadang che goye jene mendo ala da.
So, and also, you know, you know, if we know that, you know, the selflessness of, you know, the person or ourself, then, you know, there's any conditions that, you know, that will create somebody, something close to you, and somebody or something that distance from you. So, you know, the bias thought won't arise because, you know, there's no any condition to arise because, you know, you already realize the selflessness of yourself. So it is like mentioned in the, you know, Hot Sutra that, you know, there's no eye, no ear, no nose, and so on. You know, what it reveals or what it says is that, you know, nose, eye, ear, you know, are not truly exist by their own sight. You know, we feel it exists truly by their own sight, but, you know, we don't see the dependent nature or the contingent nature of all those, you know, things. So that is why it says, you know, no eye, no ear means, you know, it is in the dependent nature or contingent on nature. So, you know, they are, you know, empty of inherent existence.
Tanda nga tsu mata ma shi le ge se dang yin mi yin ha ye se de kro gi ngu bi ne su gi ye tin sang ji yin bi so le ji ye de ko tan yin ji bi lo dang pe na ji pa tha mo gi ma ta ji jin ku gi ta dong kan le de ta ji jin de ku pe na nga tsu gi tan de mi si tan de yin zin de de na yi ji yi de ni me ba de ni pa ba de sang ju sa ba da da yi ni ne ni cha dang de do go sa.
So for ordinary, you know, people like us, you know, when we don't know the true nature, you know, of those things, then, you know, we feel it, you know, it exists. But, you know, the arahat, you know, who sees that, you know, you know, the direct, you know, experience of emptiness, you know, then, you know, they see different than like us. That's why, you know, they say there's no eye, no ear, no nose, and so on.
Then I'm told you something, you more the carolite in the years and the jacket the latin and the one the day it was. The truth on the carolite in the years and any.
So if we directly say, then, you know, this muck in front of Rinpoche, you know, it is exists because it is depend or it is you know, sitting on the Rinpoche's table, so it is depend on the table. So all, you know, phenomena are exist mere, you know, designation or label by our thoughts. So it exists that much, not more than that. So Rinpoche asks, for your question, is this answer too much or too little or is okay?
I think it's very thorough.
I thank you for it. And it seems like I wanted to ask him, did Rinpoche master the Yogacara school before he mastered the Mahayamaka school? I mean, and in his training? And also, is he, when you go to this place, for ordinary people like us, how, my main question is, how do you know that threshold? I mean, when you go over it, or when you, what is the indicator, I guess, is what is the, and that he said is the thoughts. That the thoughts are the ones that are indicating it. So, so that answers the question quite well, actually, and from me, and at peace with that, and thank you very much. So we are out of time now.
Just the question about what are the good times to meditate and not, when they talk about the different parts of the night, and what the what. When is it good to meditate
and when is it not good to meditate? So for your question, and you know, if you really want to meditate, then, you know, you wake up early morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is the latter part of the day. So, you know, you start meditate, first begin from the 3 o'clock in the morning. Then, you know, at 5 o'clock, maybe, you know, it is dawn. So, you know, it is, you know, you break from the meditation and 5 to 6:30 take a break. So in Tibet, you know, when the sun rise and it hit the, you know, front door of the village, then, you know, it is not time to meditate. So, you know, they break the meditation at this time. So maybe up to 8, you know, you take a break, and then, you know, resume at 8 o'clock, and then up to 10 o'clock, meditate again, the second session. So in the middle of the day, it would be 11 to 1 o'clock in between. So it's the middle of the day, so it is not our time to meditate, so you need to take a break.
So
So then you resume your, you know, third session, you know, meditation, you know, the third session. Then, you know, when the sun set down, going above the hill, then it is, you need to take a break. It would be around 6 o'clock, 6:30 or something like that. So in this way, then you resume your meditation after the sunset, and then, you know, you resume your, you know, fourth session. And you break, you know, before 10 o'clock, and then, you know, 10 o'clock, you know, you need to go to bed because you wake up at 3 o'clock, so you need to have some rest. So it is said, you know, when you do a, you know, meditation, intense meditation, then you need to do a four session. So, you know, in the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, it is not a time to meditate. And also, you know, sunrise and sunset, these two time is not a time to meditate. So this four period is not good for meditation. Other than that, you know, anytime you meditate, but you need to have a four session of meditation time. So we stop here and dedicate whatever merit we accumulate at this time, you know, the power of, you know, merit, will transform our, you know, three doors behaviors, you know, whatever mentioned here, you know, transform into like that kind of behavior and overcome the, you know, negativities of the doer and eventually attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. For that we dedicate and, you know, and in short, you know, if we don't know much, then we just, you know, reflect on the, you know, Bodhisattva's dedication, you know, whatever, however they dedicate, I will do the same, do so like that, you know, mentioned in the Jambepa dedication. Thank you.
yo